This is the BBC World Service. White man come in big iron bird. Do not attempt to eat your wireless. You in the leopard skin, put down the drum. Here is an address from the king.
Well, thank you very much. It has been pointed out that this program has become smutty and rather tasteless. Therefore, today there will be absolutely no sexual innuendo. Oh, knackers!
And now on BBC One, it's time for some more cheese detection as James Gowder stars in The Roquefort Files.
Do you know where I can find Jim Roquefort?
Yeah, he lives in his mobile fridge. So do I. I'm his paw. Paw Salou. You'll find him in there lying on a cracker.
Thanks. Are you Jim Roquefort?
Yep.
My name's Betty Sweet. I want to give you a case.
I don't do that anymore. I'm a detective now.
My husband's disappeared.
Why don't you come inside?
Gee, it's dark in here.
Yeah, the light only works when the door's open.
Like the music, who is it?
Mozzarella Fitzgerald. Miss Sweet, I'm a busy cheese. You say your husband's gone missing?
Yes, he's the famous talk show presenter, Amontal Andrews.
Miss Sweet, my advice to you is to tread carefully with a souffle approach. As I hear it, last time anyone saw your husband, they filled him so full of holes he looked like a Swiss cheese.
He is a Swiss cheese.
I'll get back to you on that one. Can you think of anyone who would want to harm your husband?
Well, there was Gordon Zola.
The Danish Blue movie star?
Yes. He threatened to reduce my husband to a pile of small shavings.
Great.
Not for him, it wasn't. Mr. Roquefort! Poor Salou, where is your son gone?
This always happens when it gets warm. He's gone off.
Welcome to the Wildebeest Years, where we describe the indescribable.
Tans the intangible.
And abolics the anabolics. The theme of today's show is me. I mean, egotism.
No, it isn't. The theme of today's show is pedanticness.
Pedantry.
All right.
Just off the coast of Bournemouth is a small island where something miraculous is taking place.
Gentlemen, welcome to Geriatric Park. We've taken the DNA of very old fossils and left it in the very old fossils and recreated their natural environment.
John, the kind of control you're attempting here is, it's not possible. Gee, the lack of humility before senior citizens is, staggers me.
Never mind. Get into this computerized Reliant Robin. And put on this protective cardigan.
This is incredible. Herds of old men in flat caps playing with pieces of wood.
The domino effect.
What's that one doing?
He's marking his territory.
Do trousers count as territory?
Ah, it's feeding time. Here come the meals on wheels. We keep them on a diet of rich tea biscuits and corned beef. They're strictly rationed.
Why?
It reminds them of the war.
What's that terrible smell of cabbage?
We are now entering the bingo compound.
Is it good?
Top rank.
Hello, sir.
Hello. This is our gamekeeper, Reg.
Look out! Elsie's broken free of her armchair.
Oh, there's no respect nowadays, you young people. Oh, I'm 84 million years old, you know.
She's trying to get that mail.
Hello, Alf.
Hello, Elsie. How's things?
Oh, must grumble.
How's your angina?
Oh, cheeky. Quick, Reg, do something.
Oi, Elsie! Two fat ladies, 88.
Oh, bingo! Well done, Reg. Well, that almost includes the tour of the park. Lastly, let me show you my main attraction.
Lord, it's a mammoth.
You're very kind.
And now, more sophisticated hijinks from the plant psychiatrist, Frisia.
This is Dr. Frisia Crane. Go ahead, caller. I'm listening.
I think my wife is having a fur.
Why do you feel that?
She left me in the lurch.
Did you try to stop her?
Of course, Dr. Crane. I said, come back to me. I'm Begonia.
And what are your feelings towards your wife now?
She's a beach.
For the next item, we introduce our resident band, the Gents. And we also give you a little bit of Dick. Please welcome our special guest star, Richard Coles.
Robin Wood, mincing through the glen. Robin Wood, with her merry men. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. Robin Wood, yes she would. Robin Wood.
What would you have me do? Live a lie?
Nottingham. At the west gate, the merry men are gathered in disguise. Within, the city is preparing for tomorrow's festival, when the evil sheriff will force Maid Marian to be his bride. It is Robin's last chance to rescue the woman he loves.
Pardon?
It's a drama, girl. Suspend your disbelief.
Hopelessly outnumbered, his only hope, and hers, is to outwit the sheriff with cunning and stealth.
All right, men, we stand at the west gate. The sheriff's soldiers are sharp-eyed and sharp-eared, so have a care.
Oh, little Johnny, can be such a Dora Down sometimes. Besides, no one's going to guess it's us in this get-up.
Your costume is unfamiliar to me, Robin.
Well, I'm a sailor.
I'm an Indian chief.
I'm a construction worker.
And I?
Highway patrolman. We'll blend in!
Truly, our disguises are ingenious, Robin. But how are we to get past the guards? They are hard, fighting men.
Oh.
Coarsened by years of working the sheriff's ranks.
Oh.
Strapping yeomen.
Oh.
Broad-backed, thick-armed.
Oh.
Mustachioed, tattooed.
Oh.
Robin fainted. Wake up, girl, wake up!
Auntie M, Auntie M! Oh, no sprouts for the Lady Pearl!
Look, at yonder sergeant, a brute of a man who even now rides out to challenge us.
Halt, in the name of the sheriff. Who goes there? Books or bitch?
Try a guess.
How are you?
Must have grumbled yourself.
Oh, Scatter. I snagged my chainmail on the portcullis yesterday dinner time, and by tea it all but unraveled. Coming in?
Well, it'll be me plus 29.
Oh, more the merrier. If anyone asks, you're on the guest list. Right, I'm away for a lie down. Cheerio.
Oh, look, the Black Knight.
Look at the lance on him!
Plumes everywhere! Plumes for miles! Black as your hat, great jet plumes! Oh, what a lovely palfrey. Is she tame?
Look! Look, Robin! A ladder!
Where?
In your fire!
Ah! I'm off home!
Enough of this chatter, men. Robin, what is your plan?
Well, when I got a bit saved, me and Tucky were planning to open a tavern in the town. Nothing fancy, just bar slacks and a stripper on Fridays.
Cream cheese may be in season, a mead garden.
No, Robin, your plan to rescue the Maid Marian.
Oh, that? Well, you create a diversion and Tucky and me will run up the tower like an otter up a sluice and sneak Maid Marian out the back.
Bad plan, girlish. Bored, audacious, very bored.
I couldn't have done it without you, Tucky.
Oh, bless.
If I could just say, she's only a humble friar, what's gone to the bad, but to me
unleashes one fantabulistical supernova vibrate queen, and I tell you no lie!
God damn it!
And what? Is that the plan?
What do you expect? Star Wars?
What about the Sheriff's Men?
Oh, yes, now, girls, we shall have to be Little Miss Strix and not go anywhere near the Sheriff's Men. Bat so much as an eyelash at anything in chainmail, and you'll have Tucky to answer to.
And sure, no mercy.
Oh, she's merciless.
Merciless!
No, Robin. I mean, how are we going to get past the Sheriff's Men?
Well, I was coming to that. Like I said, me and Tuck will scamper up a cupola while you and the girls create a diversion, and while Tracy Truncheon's got her hands full with that, we'll dress Maid Marian up in something plain, something rustic.
Oh, I see earth tones. I see burlap. I see patterns.
Did you realize it, Shirley?
I see a leathern girdle, canvas leggings and all.
She's mad. She's fake.
Oh, shattered.
And disguised thus as a simple country slapper, we'll sneak her out the back. God bless. It's pure genius. Right. Positions, everyone.
Look, my lord sheriff.
What is it, Sir Guy?
Those men over there.
I recognize those positions. It's Robin Wood and her merry men.
Girls, we've been raffled. Attack! Cry God for duty and Kansas!
What will happen in the ensuing skirmish? Will Robin end up on top? Will Scarlet? Will Little John?
He will, but he doesn't know it yet.
Tune in next time to
Robin Wood, ding-ding in the dell. Robin Wood, Robin Wood.
He's camp,
and you tell.
He's got lots of cheek, so tune in next week, if you care, if we're still on air. Robin Wood.
You're through to Dr. Frasier Crane. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, Colin.
I'm in a bit of an orchid position, Dr. Crane.
Yes?
Well, every night when I go to bed, I wilt.
That's nothing to be ashamed of. From time to time, we all suffer from premature etiolation.
Is there a cure?
Well, we can train ourselves in the act of eucalyptus interruptus. And then there's always floral sex.
Censorship. Is it excessive? With me to discuss this is John Thomas. John, you're the president of the campaign opposing censorship, or COP.
Coke.
Coke. This week we're talking about censorship in literature. John, you're obviously concerned. What's eating you, if I might put it?
No, you can't put it that way. That's my whole point. It's becoming increasingly difficult to discuss our marvelous literary heritage without fear of censure and suppression.
What would be an example?
Well, only last week I was talking about Thomas E., and was subjected to a tongue lashing.
On the same day?
Yes. But no one is safe from the censor's whim. Not even our glorious bard.
Shakespeare?
Indeed.
Surely there's some justification for that. After all, Shakespeare lived in bawdier times.
Oh, rubbish.
Well, he was obsessed with sex. I mean, he wrote All's Well That is Well. Coriol. And As You Like It.
That kind of attitude denies us the thrill of great drama. I still remember this century's definitive A Midsummer Night's Dream when Sir Henry Irving gave his bottom in the Haymarket.
I thought he played Puck.
He did.
Well, in the bard's own words. We can make concessions for adults, granted, okay, but shouldn't we be protective of children and what they're exposed to?
Oh, come on, our fabulous body of children's literature has nothing to be ashamed of. Winnie the Rip Van and James and the Giant have delighted generations of youngsters. I am myself a devotee of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, open your eyes, John. I mean, the factory's owned by a guy called... I'm sorry, I think the line must be drawn sooner or later. I personally think Lord of the... is unsuitable for children.
Lord of the by Tolkien?
No, Lord of the by William Golding.
I disagree.
Well, perhaps, John, you'd care to read us something. Read us this. Go on.
All right. Ride a horse to Banbury Cross to see a fine lady upon a white... on her... and on her... she shall have music wherever she...
What about Hey Diddle Diddle, the cat and the...
I rest my case.
All right. Well, perhaps we should finish with you reading from one of your favorite nursery rhymes.
Certainly not. I've had it up to here with all this political erectness. Oh, and now, on the wildebeest years, we look up the annals of history to examine
the centuries passage. 1955, March, London. Labour MPs voted to withdraw the whip from Anurin Bevan using pioneering surgical techniques. 1956, February, London.
Muffin the Mule was broadcast for the first time on ITV.
Viewers are reminded not to try Muffin the Mule at home.
1957, October, Tel Aviv.
Israeli Premier Ben Gurion was injured when a grenade hit him in the Knesset.
1958, February, London. Parking meters were introduced in Mayfair, but readers complained that they preferred pictures of naked ladies. 1958, June, Britain.
Actor Robert Donat died after being dipped in sugar fried and eaten.
1958, September, the UK.
The RAF took delivery of its first US-built Thor missiles.
Here's your missile.
Is it Thor?
Well, a bit, but it was nice. 1959, February, the USA. Tennis player John McEnroe was born.
The head is out, Mrs. McEnroe.
You cannot be serious. The head is in.
Hi. I'm Mariella Frostrup. It's time for our location report. We go for a look behind the scenes of The Man with No Name.
Everyone. And action.
All right,
Dave. This is Dr. Frisia Crane. Who's our next caller, Rose?
We have Fern on line one.
Go ahead, Fern.
My husband's foreign.
Next.
Should I cane my children?
Well, yes, of course. Otherwise, they'll blow over. Next.
Doctor, I think my son's a pansy.
Well, I think that wraps it up for this week. Be bold and fear no weevil. This is Frisia Crane signing off. I have to take a leak.
And now, it's time to get souped up in the primeval soup as Jeremiba Clarkson looks at new ways to get around in evolutionary top gear.
For the last 200 million years, the best way to get around has been by leg. But being a reptile is like being drunk on a Friday night. It's all very well crawling around on the floor, but before you can get any further, you need to get fully upright. So they did. They evolved into dinosaurs. But dinosaurs are a bit like my wardrobe. They're full of old jeans. Then came the breakthrough. Archaeopteryx. Archaeopteryx is actually a reptile, but like a transsexual, it thinks it's a bird. The key to being a bird is this outrageously good invention, the wing. To make the most of a wing, you need thermals. Like tight pants, thermals give you warm currents and make you soar.
And now the radio foreplay. Sorry, I'll read that again. And now the radio foreplay.
We present The Wizard of Oz.
Annie M.
Is that you, 007?
No, Annie M. It's me, Dorothy.
Well, I'm busy with Moneypenny. Go outside and play in the tornado.
Okay, come on, Scrodo. Oh, no. Something tells me we're not in Kansas anymore, Scrodo. What's this magical place?
This is the merry old land of Oz.
Oh, no.
Who are you?
My name's Dorothy. This is my dog, Scrodo.
You look very much like Jason Donovan.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, that's what you said in court.
So tell me, who are you?
I'm a scarecrow.
Any good?
I'm outstanding in my field.
Well, Scrodo and I need to get back to Kansas.
You'll be wanting to find the Wizard of Oz. I'd love to help you. But see, although I'm a top bloke, there's something missing from me. You see, I've got no class. I would respect the common Sheila, and I wouldn't try to feel her if I only had some class. I would blow my nose, not pick it, and I wouldn't try to flick it if I wasn't such an ass.
But surely you can learn to have class. Oh well, come anyway.
Right, all we have to do is follow the yellow brick road. Skipping. Come on.
We're off.
Just forget it. Forget it. We'll go in the ute.
Wait, look over there in the gutter. Who are you?
I'm the tinny man. Help me out, will you? I'm having a few problems with my joints. I'm a bit too wet to roll them.
Say, do you want to come with us to the Emerald City?
Well, I'd love to help you, but see, although I'm a top bloke, there's something missing from me. You see, I've got no mates. The only friend I've got in the world is Skippy here.
Oh, Scrodo! Skippy, the bush kangaroo!
No, mate. Skippy, the bush refuse disposal container.
Skippy! Skippy! Skippy, the bush! Skip. Skippy, Skippy, he's a four-syllable council tip.
Tell me, what's that awful smell?
Oh, sorry, mate. I've been dipping sheep.
That doesn't smell like disinfectant.
Why should it?
Oh, you scared us. Who are you?
I'm a lion.
Then why should we believe you? Would you like to come with us to see the wonderful Wizard of Oz?
Well, I'd love to come with you, but you see, although I'm a top lion, there's something missing from me. You see, I've got no pride.
Oh, you'll meet some other lions soon.
No, mate, you don't understand. You know Mother's pride?
Yes.
Well, I haven't got any father's pride. I could stand proud like a lion should, showing off my mighty lionhood, if I only had a pride.
Yeah, all right, shut up. I'm sick of this song.
How's about waltzing Matilda?
Waltz your own, Tilda. Stop the loop, we're there.
I am Oz.
Who is the mysterious Wizard of Oz?
Pum, 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 pum. Can you tell who I am yet?
Straight, it's Rolf.
Now look, Mr. Rolf, I still need to get back to Kansas, and my friends here need some special favors.
I don't do that anymore. I'm a well-respected entertainer.
Wrong on both counts.
You see the scarecrow here? He has no class.
No class? No worries, mate. You don't need class. Listen, all together now.
Tiny kangaroo down, sport. Tiny kangaroo down. Tiny kangaroo down.
Christ, I feel better already. Cheers, mate.
And I've got no pride, mate.
No pride? No worries, mate. You don't need pride. Listen to this. All together now.
Tiny kangaroo down, sport. Tiny kangaroo down.
Sleuth, bonds of cheers, Rolf.
And what about you?
Rolf, I've got no mates.
Well, you've got Skippy there.
Oh, you're right, Rolf. Would you do me the honour of stepping inside, Skip?
Why?
Because you're rubbish.
It's a bit harsh, mate.
What about me, Mr. Rolf? How will I get back to Kansas?
Well, Dorothy, spin round 3 times, click your heels together, and then off back to Kansas.
The Wildebeest Years was written and performed by Dan Friedman, Nick Romero, with special guest Richard Coles. Music was played by The Gents, and the producer was Julian Mayer.
Et maintenant, les archers. Et celui-là a des problèmes à grand sperme.
Ah, papa.
Celui-là?
I didn't see you at the Bicycle and Onion Convention last night.
No, I was at the beret and strappy blue sweater shop.
Can I have a word?
How about contre disestablissementarianism?
Oui.
Libertine?
Ah, no, I can't stay long. It's just that.
Oui, go on.
Well...
Oui?
Well, things being the way they are...
I wanted to talk to you about that.
It's about those petit Suisses.
Oui?
It's just that...
Well...
Pardon, am I interrupting?
Nicole!
Papa, I can't stay long. It's just that...
Oui, go on.
Well...
Oui?
Things being the way they are...
We wanted to talk to you about that.
It's about these manches, too. They've eaten everything.
Oui?
And it's just that...
Well, go on.
It's just that your burning sheep are loose on my legumeries.
Oh là là, zut alors, attention à la tracteur!